It is a scene that people living along this border have waited for years. A line of passenger cars crossed from Colombia into Venezuela on Sunday, symbolically and practically ending years of tense relations between the two countries.
It is really a great joy for all Colombians to be able to move between the two countries again. Many of us were used to moving freely, and it made us very sad that for many years these two countries were separated. So we are very happy.
Authorities reopened the Tienditas Bridge on January 1st with a festive binational ceremony. Balloons flew in the air, while government delegations met at the center of a bridge that until recently had been blocked by containers placed there by the Venezuelan army.
Today, with this formal opening, we fulfill the political will of President Nicolas Maduro and Gustavo Petro of total and transparent openness of the border with Colombia.
Leftist Colombian President Gustavo Petro had announced a normalization of diplomatic relations with Venezuela after winning elections in August. The two countries have gradually restored border crossings and commerce since then. The shared 2,200 kilometers border had been partially closed 7 years ago and completely blocked in 2019 after the Colombian President Iván Duque questioned Venezuelan President Nicolás Maduro's re-election. Since then, security along the border has deteriorated, with armed groups controlling the legal transport of goods and the exodus of Venezuelan migrants. Now people on both sides, many binational, are hoping they will benefit socially and economically.
The former brotherhood is back, and this is what the Venezuelan people want, that we build brotherhood again, that our Venezuelan brothers come through with vehicles, that they enter Colombia, because many people have their relatives on the other side of the border.
Trade between the two countries was worth over $7 billion back in 2008, but has collapsed to less than $300 million since. While returning to those levels will be difficult, the reopening has brought relief and hopes for better times ahead. Alessandra Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.